Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Yesterday, we began our journey as I told you about what we will do together here weekdays. I'm glad you are back today as we dive into the Bible and discover words and their exact meaning. We will apply these words to our very human experience. And our first word is heritage. And here is how we defined it: that which may be inherited, an inheritance. So let's dig into God's holy and perfect word and find heritage. As we do, let this stand out to you. Christians within the sound of my voice, we are God's heritage, and He is our heritage. If you belong to God through your faith in His Son, Jesus Christ, then you are God's heritage, and God is your heritage. Let's see this in the Bible in both the Old and New Testaments. In the Old Testament, we learn that the Israelites, God's chosen people, were the Lord's heritage. To highlight this truth, I want to read just one verse from the book of Joel, J-O-E-L. Joel was the prophet who spoke God's word forcefully. And in Joel chapter 3 and verse 2, he quotes the living God, "I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. Then I will enter into judgment with them there on behalf of my people and my inheritance, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations, and they have divided up my land." That was Joel chapter 3, verse 2, and I trust you heard how God sees his people. He calls them my inheritance. And this is closely associated with our word heritage. Since heritage is an inheritance, then we can say God's heritage is his people. And God is very protective of those who belong to him. He says through the prophet that he will enter into judgment against the nations who have scattered the Jews and divided up God's land. God will judge the nations who strike at his heritage, his inheritance. When we come over to the New Testament, let's hear the word of God through the Apostle Paul in his letter to the church in Ephesus. I will read Ephesians chapter 1, part of verse 11 and verse 12. This is Ephesians 1, just part of verse 11 and all of verse 12. "Also, we have obtained an inheritance," verse 12, "to the end that we who were the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of his glory." This whole first chapter of Ephesians tells Christian people exactly how God feels about us, and it is packed with truth about how many spiritual blessings we have received from God because of our love for and obedience to Jesus. Notice carefully in verse 11 that God is our inheritance. Paul writes, "We have obtained an inheritance." Who is our inheritance? He is God. And this word inheritance is closely associated with our word heritage. Since heritage is an inheritance, then we can say God is our heritage. We have obtained him in Christ. To easily remember what we have learned today, keep this in mind. We are God's heritage, and he is our heritage. This truth applies to us who are Christians because of our saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Speaking of heritage, I promise that I am going to be telling you about the history of definition as it relates to my own personal heritage. Well, we will do that tomorrow when you join me for another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.